demands for competence and guidance toward solutions of problems. The development of individual self-reliance is fostered by a well-structured, demanding environment, rather than by largely unlimited permissiveness and freedom to explore in an unfocused way. The research of both Stanley Coopersmith and Morris Rosenberg has led them to believe that pupils with high self-esteem perceive themselves as successful. They are relatively free of anxiety and psychosomatic symptoms and can realistically assess their abilities. They are confident that their efforts will meet with success while being fully aware of their limitations. Persons with high self-esteem are outgoing and socially successful and expect to be well-received. They accept others, and others tend to accept them. On the other hand, according to Coopersmith and Rosenberg, pupils with low self-esteem are easily discouraged and sometimes depressed. They feel isolated, unloved, and unlovable. They seem incapable of expressing themselves or defending their inadequacies. They are so preoccupied with their self-consciousness and anxiety that their capacity for self-fulfillment can be easily destroyed. My own research for self-esteem in children of alcoholics showed that children of alcoholic parents have lower self-esteem than those who do not come from homes where alcohol is abused. This was expected, since self-esteem is based most importantly on the amount of respectful, accepting, and concerned treatment from significant others. It is logical to assume that the inconsistency of the presence of these conditions in an alcoholic home would negatively influence one's ability to feel good about him or herself. Interestingly enough, a variable such as the age of the subject was insignificant as a determinant of self-esteem. 18-year-olds and 12-year-olds saw themselves in essentially the same way. They may behave differently, but they don't have different self-feelings. This points up the fact that self-perceptions do not change over time without some form of intervention. The way the self-attitude manifests itself will change, but not the self-perception. If this is true, and research tends to support this concept, then an important population to pay attention to are the adult children of alcoholics. We have not ignored this population. We have simply not labeled them fully. We have called them alcoholics. We have called them spouses of alcoholics. We have not given them acknowledgement of the full measure of their exposure. It is time to identify them further. It is time to call them alcoholic ACOA. It is important to recognize this factor because there are very profound implications for treatment if we do so. The adult child of an alcoholic has been affected and has reacted in ways that those who are not adult children of alcoholics may not have. This book will profile for you the adult child of the alcoholic, what it means, and what the implications are. It will discuss how poor self-image shows itself and will offer very specific suggestions as to ways to change, if that is desirable. I have been working with groups of adult children of alcoholics. We are taking an in-depth look at their thoughts, attitudes, reactions, and feelings, and the powerful influence of alcohol in their lives. Half of the group members are recovering alcoholics, the other half are not. Half are men, half are women. The youngest member is 23. Some are married, some single. Some have children, some do not. All are committed to self-growth. There are certain generalizations that recur in one form or another at virtually every meeting. These perceptions are worthy of careful examination and discussion. 1. Adult children of alcoholics guess at what normal behavior is. 2. Adult children of alcoholics have difficulty following a project through from beginning to end. 3. Adult children of alcoholics lie when it would be just as easy to tell the truth. 4. Adult children of alcoholics judge themselves without mercy. 5. Adult children of alcoholics have difficulty having fun. 6. Adult children of alcoholics take themselves very seriously. 7. Adult children of alcoholics have difficulty with intimate relationships. 8. Adult children of alcoholics overreact to changes over which they have no control. 9. Adult children of alcoholics constantly seek approval and affirmation. 10. Adult children of alcoholics usually feel that they are different from other people.